Blog Talk.
Here is something to contemplate. Maybe we have two lives, one when asleep and one when awake.
Good morning.
Good morning, everyone. Shall we?
I lost myself in moonlight last night. How fantastic, magic, druids, disgusting nature and scholastics. Behold a night elf, kind
wow.
and smile. His clothes are great and leaves. You know,
wow. Speaking of the lovely World of Warcraft, we have a new shirt, probably launching Friday. This is the from the mind of Ginger, with my design, called Horde for Life. Y'all might want to pick it up.
Yeah, I didn't forget about your shirt. I got the list.
Girl, I gotta download that and start playing the free trial. I don't want to reopen my account or excuse to give them money, but I am kind of fiending for some PvP.
You know what? There's so much freemium games. I don't even know where to begin. I have Blaster yelling at me this morning as soon as I came in here. You need to buy Left 4 Dead 2 for PC. I'm like, dude, do you know how many games?
Mm-hmm.
I got two games on my desk. One is going to Ginger, and one is going to Snow. I can't take it. I'm tired.
No, no, being tired. It'll be okay. It'll be okay.
I am exhausted. It's a happy exhausted. This is happy complaining for y'all who don't know. You get to play games and you're unhappy. No, it's not that kind of unhappy.
It's not that kind of unhappy, but y'all don't understand. I mean, yeah, we get to play games, but some of these games are stinkers.
See? And I did not tell her to say that. That's almost verbatim for what I say.
I didn't tell her to say that.
It's true. It's true.
I mean, I love it. Thank you for sending me your games, but wow, some of these I want to send back with like a note card to put on your forehead of what were you thinking.
I want to send them back a picture of me with my finger over my head, all 90s with an L. Loser!
Yes. Don't send me this again. It should be shot from a cannon.
Yes, you should. Well, as you see, our Ginger's back, and I know you guys enjoyed Snow yesterday. Do you know Snow dropped the S-bomb in the morning? I know she's...
See? No! At least it wasn't the S-bomb.
At twos, that would be the proper one.
I love you, Snow.
Don't cut both of us. It's too late.
No, don't cut me. Don't cut me. I'm too pretty.
Yeah, she's going to cut us in the back as we run away.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
So in case you were wondering, you're listening to Lunch with Ginger and Corey.
Hey, it's us again.
Yay.
God, I missed y'all yesterday.
How come you're not listening in the car? We were talking bad about you. We were waiting for the phone to ring. We were watching the switchboard, and then no Ginger called in. We were pretty sure you were listening on your Skype, but no Ginger. We were sad.
I know. I should have been, too. I was in the middle of nowhere, and I got caught in the
traffic. No towers.
I was like, oh.
Is it hot to anybody else?
It is hot. It was like, where I was at yesterday, it was like 102 when I left the office. And as I made it back to where I live, it had climbed to like 106.
Oof.
I was like, oosh, no, no.
This is just ridiculous. I'm going to need for the surface of the earth to not be on fire on a daily basis in Texas. Please just let us breathe.
No more fire. No more fire. We'll be good. We'll be good. We promise.
Now, I'm going to tell you what adds to my issue is because it's so hot. See, those of you up north never experienced this. Because it's so hot, the ants come inside to get AC.
Yes.
And water.
Yes, they do. People don't understand. They're like, bugs come inside to get cool. Yes, they do.
They come inside, and of course, they can squeeze under the walls. So all night, as I'm sitting on my couch trying to enjoy a little Dance Central, thank you so much, DQ77, for reigniting my addiction. And yes, I was sitting down because eventually it didn't work out, but ants just in my hair. That is the most unnerving feeling ever, having things crawling in your hair.
I can believe it. Ooh.
Oh, I'm getting...
In the hair. Why always in the hair? Why the hair? Come on, man. Stay out of the hair.
I always tell people in my family, it's like the mosquitoes and the ants are not biting me. It's just because I'm sweet. That's I'm sweet. All right. I guess we got to do news. And don't you take my ECA one because, yes, I must.
I'm not taking your ECA one. I am going to take the Nintendo one. More fights. We love us some fights. GamePolitics.com this morning. They pulled it from Shaq News, looks like. Nintendo sued over patent claim against 3DS technology.
Oh, no.
Tomita Technologies has filed a lawsuit against Nintendo for allegedly infringing on one of its patents. Patent 74176664.
I was like, 666, that's evil.
I know, 664. I know, right? Stereoscopic image picking up and display system based on optical axis crosspoint information was filed in 2003 and issued in 2008. The patent shares some similarities to the recently released 3DS. The patent deals with a pickup and display system that features stereoscopic 3D imagery. Basically, that means 3D without glasses, which the patent seems to cover. Nintendo's America's infringement of the 664 patent has been and continues to be willful. The complaint reads, the court filing does not do a very good job of detailing the exact nature of the infringement. Tomita claims that Nintendo's 3DS has damaged the company and its products by an amount not yet determined. The company is asking the court for a trial by jury. For the time being, Nintendo has no comment on the lawsuit or the allegations lodged against it by Tomita. I'm thinking, Tomita, you're just going to get squashed. This is Nintendo.
You are certainly right. Yeah.
Good luck. I mean, if it is somehow that, you know, some developer that used to work with Tomita came over to Nintendo and introduced this, there could be something there.
Well, it also depends on what kind of agreement that he signed.
Mm-hmm. People? But I'm thinking Nintendo probably covered their bases, if I know Nintendo.
Even if they didn't, they don't care. Again, this is Nintendo. Do I need to point out Godzilla versus an ant? It's not.
This is true. Nintendo's kind of like, why would we comment?
Why do we need to? Remember when we asked him that question about 3D porn? They were like, we have nothing to say to you, woman.
Exactly.
Do you want a 3DS? Apparently you don't. We will make it so you can't even buy it. Like, we'll make it so we can. Not only won't give it to you, we won't even make it so you can buy it.
Oh, not good. Not good.
I'm sorry, Nintendo. Anyway, I wanted to do this story because I just love Hal Halpin. And if you are over on GamePolitics.com, ladies, yes, he is actually that handsome in person. He is so handsome you can't look at him. It's like looking at the sun. He's just gorgeous.
I don't look at his hair.
He's gorgeous. He has the voice to match the everything. This is just delicious.
Girl,
yeah.
Can you tell me this?
I'm telling all of y'all this because he's the head of the ECA. If this doesn't make you want to join, ladies, I don't know what will.
Mm-hmm.
Just so you can
sit in his lap.
I'm working on that, but if anybody sit in his lap, it's me. So he did an interview with Destructoid, and he's discussing why gamers should worry. See, we've also told you this about the S-978 bill that would make streaming copyrighted material a felony.
Yes, I've just recently been hearing about this.
Yes. He is quoted as saying, I understand the intent that the legislators and trade associations have with the bill, but it's so broad that it casts a very wide net, including people who innocently post video captures of their gameplay. So you didn't think about that. He says, alone that represents a huge community of people. He said the bill, as written, will apply to anyone who plays and posts their gameplay online, which is a huge percentage of gamers. It could also apply to pro gamers who stream their gameplay for fans as easily as it applies to companies whose entire existence relies on streaming technology. Uh-huh. Steam, Netflix, Gamefly, Direct2Drive, Major League Gaming, EA Origin, OnLive, Gakai. Just pick a place. Even your iPad.
Ouch.
Think about your iPad. Mm.
That's a lot
sorry.
Of stuff.
That hurt my heart to say that. I'm thinking about, oh God, we would be in trouble. There would be no more trailers. There'd be no more game trailers. That counts as gameplay footage.
Mm-hmm. There'd be nothing. It'd be dead.
Let's go even more extreme. You've got your companies that all they do is gaming media and PR. They couldn't send out trailers anymore. Or they would have to be revamped, agreements between them and between them and us, for that matter. So we'd have to go through, the paperwork. Don't do this. Okay.
Yeah, we wouldn't be able to do our daily show. We'd be too busy getting agreements for this kind of stuff.
Yeah. And we'd have to go through, and certain things would have to be skipped that had media. We'd just be able to do text.
No, not good. Not good.
Yes. Well, gamers, Hal is saying gamers can make their voices heard through the ECA, and they can take part in their campaigns against this and other similar legislation by signing up at their digital Gamers for Digital Rights working group. You don't necessarily need to be a member of the ECA, although I don't know why you wouldn't join. I think they're still running their promotion with Red Bull, where it's free. So then you'll be able to get involved and be updated on information, newsletters, write letters to legislators via their online tools, because if you're like me, sometimes it's like, I got to get an envelope and a stamp? Really? No.
That is too much work.
That is so 1990s. Anyway, you can check out his full interview at Destructoid and see how he responds to some other questions, like our bill, such as the Yee's violent games bill being written by people who don't know what they're doing.
That seems to be a lot of them.
Yeah, that is a lot of them. I'm sorry, Hal. I'm going to be asking you some questions while I sit in your lap next time. You know, I'm serious. He's that handsome. I was like, I went into a whole high school shy girl mode when he walked up to me. Hi, it's nice to finally meet you. I was like, duh, 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 duh. Hi. No. Are you okay?
Not at all. Not at all, no.
You might want to let go of my hand and you might want to run.
I'll give you a head start.
2 seconds. Bam! All right.
All right. I got more news. I do.
You do?
Just got to find it here. Where I do? I just had it.
If you'd like, I can jump in with the next one.
No. I found it. All right. Play games and win over 30,000, I'm thinking this is pounds, euros, something, London dollars, little L sign, as Insomnia 43, the UK's largest multiplayer gaming festival, heads to Telford International Centre. Oh, yes, you Euro fans, y'all are about to have some fun. August Bank Holiday Weekend to see this year's largest gathering of multiplayer gamers, over 100,000 concurrent online spectators expected. Wow. All right, so over 3,000 multiplayer gamers will battle it out for a prize pot in excess of £30,000, Linden's, Franks, whatever this is, as I-43, the latest in organizer multiplayer's thrilling Insomnia series of events, expands into Telford International Center.
Right.
Taking place over the August bank holiday weekend, the 26th through the 29th of August, I-43 will see gamers compete across a range of titles, each battling for prestige and prize money in what is recognized as the UK's premier multiplayer gaming event. The Insomnia series of LAN events is a British institution, playing host to some of the biggest esports tournaments in Europe. Indeed, it is the host of the UK qualifiers for the World Cyber Games. Organizers expect over 5,000 spectators to pass through the doors over the weekend, which includes dedicated exhibition space alongside the fiercely contested competition area. The events prove a massive draw, even for those not attending. The competitions are streamed online all weekend, and historically, the I-Series has seen over 170,000 unique viewers and close to 10,000 concurrently, and this weekend's high-profile billing is expected to set a new record for certain tournaments. Now in its 43rd iteration, the I-Series has frequently been dubbed the Glastonbury of Games, thanks to its festival atmosphere and on-site camping, round-the-clock entertainment events, and main stage featuring world-class entertainment. Parties, giveaways, celebrity appearances all take their place alongside the 3,000-seat competition. Wow. All right. So Craig Fletcher, Managing Director of Multiplay, says the I-Series of multiplayer events have always been a sight to behold, but in our new home at the Telford International Center, it's going to be our biggest and best yet. The prize fund already sits at more than £30,000, francs, whatever, but we expect that to rise significantly as we head closer to the main event. We'll also soon be confirming the games on show at the event shortly, which will include the year's biggest forthcoming titles. With a real community feel, I-43 offers something completely unique to UK gamers, so much more than a bunch of pods in a hall. Wow. All right, so he also goes on to say, esports is the fastest growing competitive sport in the world. Sponsors and exhibitors who will be making I-43 the largest yet include Samsung, Asus, Kingston, with loads of more just finalizing their involvement before the announcement. All right. If you want to head over to GameNatrix.com, I've got actually the full list so far of all the details of confirmed companies. There are some big names here. Samsung, PC World, Median, Foulplay, Asus, Riot Games, Quiet PC, Razer. Oh, so many more. So many more. So, yeah, a full competitor, bring your own computer console pass, costs £92, francs, lindens, whatever that is, for the whole weekend, including camping. There are also options for those unable to bring their own equipment with turn up and play passes costing 50 francs, lindens, whatever, for particular tournaments and PCs being available for rent for 150 francs, pounds, whatever, inclusive of the full entry pass. So, yeah. Oh, and spectators pass start at 5 francs, pounds, something, whatever, a day. So that sounds like a lot of fun. Again, head over to GameMatrix.com to get the full details. If you're over there and you want to go, you should go. This sounds like fun. This sounds like a lot of fun. And Corey is either muted or I've lost. Yeah, I'm muted. Mm-hmm. Okay, there we go. I was like, did I lose my feed? No, not again.
We are still here.
Yay. That sounds like fun. We should go to Europe.
I can't. I really can't.
I really can't. I wonder why.
You know what? She says your necklace is still on too tight.
Mm-hmm. No necklace.
It's the other kind of necklace. Anyway.
Ooh.
Some people's heads went to a totally dirty place just then. Bad, 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 bad. It is lunchtime, people. You're not to be thinking that way.
Oh, it's another little weekend. I can't blame them.
Well, true. Got a lot to do on the weekend. A lot of people to do. A lot of things to do.
A lot of people to do. See, y'all heard her.
All right. So Ken Levine over at Irrational Games is saying we need to be on The Daily Show. You guys know The Daily Show comes on Comedy Central.
Yeah.
Well, he's urged developers seeking to expand the audience for their products to tackle the mainstream media head on. He was a guest on Gamers with Jobs, the Gamers with Jobs podcast, ahead of the public premiere of BioShock Infinity's E3 video on Spike TV, and recounted his experience conducting market research for the new project. He said, we had a room full of college students in some fraternity in some state school somewhere, and this is about a year ago, and they'd never heard of BioShock. Not one of them. Not a single one.
What?
He says, I think as an alpha gamer, you assume that whether you've played BioShock or not, you've heard of it, right?
Yeah.
And these guys had never even heard of it. So he referred to a widely held belief in marketing that a consumer needs to be exposed to a piece of advertising 3 times a day before they really absorb it. And he believes that the games industry needs to achieve this kind of public presence. This is what we have been saying here for years. He says, I mean, how many times have you seen images of Transformers? Whether you want to or not, you've probably seen it 15 or 20 times. Since we're making products that cost, however, many millions of dollars and have the potential to have a large audience, but to get people who aren't alpha gamers, there's a whole different kind of activity you need to undertake. Levine acknowledged that even TV advertising and bus advertising have only been commonplace in the marketing of video games for a few years, and definitely not outside of places where they're having events. I see a lot of buses and things when I was in Seattle. I saw a lot of posters and things in California, but I have yet to see a billboard here in Texas for a video game.
You are right. You're right. As I'm thinking about it, I have not seen any.
Never. And he says, this isn't just about buying ads. It's the places you can reach new people. He says, we need to be on mainstream shows. We need to be on NPR. We need to be on The Daily Show. And we need to be in those places talking about what we do. If you go on Bill Maher, I would like to go because I love Bill Maher. Don't know why. He says, we're still ghetto-wise as game developers. You know what? That's a perfect terminology.
Oh, my God.
He says, and Spike TV is a great place in the middle, but we really need to think about how do we reach out and talk to people so you don't have a room full of college kids saying that they've never heard of the damn thing, is what he said. I'm quoting him. That's not us.
Wow.
He said, The Daily Show, Levine points out, will have an author whose book has sold 15,000 copies as a guest, but won't necessarily consider booking game developers like BioWare's Ray Mizuka or Greg Sestruck. I probably ruined you guys' names. He says, you can't find a more impressive set of guys than Ray and Greg from BioWare. They're medical doctors. They're MBAs. They run this company. They're brilliant game developers, but I haven't seen one of them on The Daily Show. He said the question then is, why not? And Levine rejects the common assumption that the mainstream isn't interested in games. He says, it's not their fault. It's our fault. Yes, it is. Us as an industry, we need to think of ourselves differently. We need to think of ourselves that way and present ourselves that way. We have a responsibility. People like me, like Cliff Bleszinski, Cliffy B, if you guys don't know Bleszinski, like Ray and Greg, who have a responsibility to educate people who don't think of games, like people booking those shows. A lot of it is getting the guys the book that book those shows past their own lack of knowledge and their own discomfort about games, there's no reason why Tim Schafer isn't going to be as good a guest as some guy who wrote a book that sells 15,000 copies. But there's a natural discomfort that the bookers must have, and part of our job is to get in front of those people and say, hey, we're out here. We're doing stuff. We're doing cool. We're doing cool stuff, and we want to speak to a broader audience. Now, this is over at gamesindustry.biz. He is very right, very, very correct.
And unfortunately, I mean, while gaming is not as uncommon as it used to be, for most of these people, especially because we're not out there, they still think of us as, you know, boy gamers, young pimples living in their geeks in the basement. They don't think about. I especially don't think about women gamers.
Yeah.
And I don't live in anybody's basement. so I am partial to pizza. But beyond that...
partial to pizza. I'm thinking about ordering one right now, as soon as this show is over, for that matter. It's
going to
rain.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, it's going to rain. I'm going to get me some pizza, and I'm going to sit on the couch, and I ain't going nowhere.
Very nice. Get your gaming on.
Unfortunately, it won't be a good game, because... You know, anyway, but... Oh, I'm going to talk to you. Be quiet.
Yeah, I know. I got to kick myself in the butt and get that one turned out.
I am concerned. Well, I'm happy that he said this, but it's the problem is not it is our fault, but it's not necessarily the developer's fault. I'm going to say some of you developers need to get with your PR people. The bottom line is, as we say every week on daytime, nighttime show, it's the money. And they don't want to spend the money to reach out to a different audience. They want to go where the sure thing is, where they think the sure thing is, you know, is I'm going to grab these people that are already playing BioShock. I know they visit this site, so this is where I'm going to go, as opposed to reaching out to a new audience, which is what, if you want to know the truth, Nintendo did, and they became top dog because of it. So sometimes you got to step out of your comfort zone. You come over to the Gamingatrix and the Gamer Girls Radio, and you say, we want to advertise here.
Yes. Please come here and advertise with us.
Or you call up the Vogue magazine, although Anna Wintour would probably not allow any games in her magazine, but you don't know. But she might.
Mm-hmm.
She might. Tell her that if we put an ad for BioShock in your magazine, you're going to have 25,000 more women pick up your magazine because they're going to think you're the coolest, beyond cool, Anna, that you have couture and games in the same magazine, and she'll probably put it in there. You just got to present it to her properly.
Yes, you got to do it properly.
Yeah, so they're not trying is what it is. I think a lot of the gaming industry has grown very complacent. And we'll talk more about this later because y'all know I rambles. Anyway.
You do rambles, but that's fine because we've got, you know, the show later tonight. And you can ramble there. Be fun.
No, I'm going to be quiet tonight.
You'll be quiet tonight?
Yeah.
No.
All these necklaces, I don't want to get involved.
All right, I'm going to ignore the necklace. Who's talking about a necklace? Go do your thing. Anyways,
what's talking about?
All right. So, Gamers First launches Fallen Earth Alpha County expansion to subscribers free of charge. I love me some Fallen Earth. Fallen Earth, y'all are awesome. So, Fallen Earth invites Wastelanders to explore new combat zone featuring improved abilities, new in-game content, and progress towns. Leading publisher free-to-play massively multiplayer online games, Gamers First. Today announced the new expansion pack for the award-winning post-apocalyptic action MMO Fallen Earth, Alpha County, is now available and free to current and future game subscribers. Which, by the way, if you are not playing this game, you should. Go play it right now. It's a lot of fun. If you're under 18, don't go play because we don't want you there. Okay? Thanks. The new game content will further explore the game universe through 5 levels of new missions, new crafted items and equipment, improved combat balance, 6 new skill lines, player versus player objectives, improved mutation abilities, and player-controlled progress towns. Yay! All right, so I'm going to kill your name, and I'm sorry, Mary, because I know you've been over here for free. See, I told you. Marie Arosai Kroll? Anyways, says, as long as anyone in the world of Fallen Earth can remember, Alpha County has been quarantined from the rest of the game universe. Until now. Oh, see, we asked her about that in the interview.
She would not tell us, and this is why.
Yay! The new Alpha County expansion will empower endgame Fallen Earth Wastelanders with new missions, intense PvP, and a whole new zone to explore. New zones and new objectives. The Grainway was home to some of the Global Tech's most radical experiments in bioengineered crops, designed to grow faster, hardier, and live longer than average produce, with the hope to effectively end world hunger. That is, until the Shiva virus hit. mutating the super plants into something horrific, aggressive, and very hungry. After a failed attempt to settle Alpha County after the fall, the wall was built in a desperate attempt to keep the mutation from spreading to Kebab. A decade later, the clones have found a way to breach the wall in the search for new exploitable resources. Are you ready for the challenge that is Alpha County? With over 75 square miles of area to explore, and they are not joking, they really do mean miles, Alpha County extends the player level cap to 55 and provides new missions, exotic recipes, craftable gear, two completely new town events, and a new conflict town. Oh, and Windows, why are you popping up on me? Stop that. Two completely new town events and a new conflict town, Blockade. In Blockade, players can fight for control of rare resources as well as the crucial Southern Access Road. Alpha County will feature a new ecology, more dangerous critters, and mysterious buildings to punctuate the tragedy and horror found behind the wall. All right, so what we've got? We've got new armor, weapons, and tools for the Wastelanders. With a new zone and new challenges comes new and rediscovered technology. Alpha County is giving crafters, science enthusiasts, and other enterprising entrepreneurs all new toys to create and sell. New beat sticks, guns, and tailor-colored hex weave and mesoprene armored suits are now available for discovery, creation, and sale. The new weapons will keep within the theme of the new sector, pulling heavily from Alpha County's feral plant life, newly found technology, and colors that match the isolated wasteland. And for the player that needs both speed and offensive capability in their transportation, oh, that sounds so hot. Crafters have finally perfected mounting a machine gun platform onto the popular interceptor vehicle, creating the new security model.
Ooh.
I'm going to have to go change clothes after this.
No, ma'am.
Beep, 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 beep.
That's my zombie lane beep I'm borrowing. Beep, 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 beep. No.
Improved combat balance and skill lines. So we've got all that. I'm not going into all this, but they've also got progress towns and everything. Again, if y'all are not playing this game, you should be. Why are you not? Haven't I told you to go play? Seriously, this game is amazing. Everything that you've been looking for, everything that every other game promised you and let you down with is here. This is an adult game. This is an adult MMO. This is for you big girl and boys out there that want some hardcore MMO.
Yes.
Head over there and check it out. It'll put hair on your chest. Yes, it will. It's a beautiful game. Beautiful game. And I'm not joking. When I said miles, I'm serious. It's like based off of Google Map miles. This thing is massive.
I'm sorry. I'm hanging around the Grand Canyon because that's my favorite place. The mutated chickens, the angry cactuses. Just
well, from what I understand, this new zone is going to be from level 50 to 55, so we probably don't want to go there anyway just yet.
You know what? I say that, but I left the Grand Canyon a while ago. I don't even know where I am. I'm up somewhere north of the Grand Canyon riding my motorcycle.
I'm in Sector 2 right now. So
I don't know anything about sectors. I just know I'm up somewhere where if I stop, I'm going to die.
Yes. It gets that way.
Yes, I'm going to have to keep it moving and hope I don't run out of gas. Can you mail me some gas? Assuming I could find a mailbox, that is.
I could.
Mm-hmm. Yes, please do. Please do. I'm going to need some gas. All right. Okay. Juicy is all I got to say about this thing.
What we got?
Juicy. Oh, before I do that, let me give some love to CL83 Network, who is giving us love every night on their show. Well, not every night on the show. Theirs is called the BS Big Show.
Mm-hmm.
So they are apparently giving us lots of love from what I hear through the grapevine. So love that to you. Mwah. All right. On to this juicy. Right. Okay. So we were telling you about what's going on at CCP, EVE Online. Well, let me update Ginger because Ginger wasn't here yesterday. So let me tell you what happened. So people have been protesting in-game by bringing all their ships into port and this type of business and crashing the servers.
Mm-hmm.
So the staff at Icelandic developer CCP have become adversely affected by the aggression of the collective EVE Online community.
Adversely affected.
Is how the story's going over at GI.biz. The community... I'm sorry, the CEO, Hilmar Vegar Petersen. I'm sorry, Icelandic, not a good accent for me. Although we had nothing but praise
for the individual players, you know, he said that they were adversely affected. Speaking following the revolt is what I'm going to call it, going to name it, and the frustration by players enraged by the leaked documents that basically said, you know, greed is good. And the latest Incarna update, Peterson said anger at individual members of his team is misdirected and it affects the mindset of the entire business. He said people at CCP have been in the business of relating to EVE subscribers and have developed a hard skin because the player base can be quite aggressive. Yes, no joke.
You think these people...
Yes. He says, I've seen people buckle under the pressure of talking to them as a group to clam up and not be as open as they were prior to that. And really, that's the nature of the beast. An internal document that was leaked following the release of Incarna implied CCP saw EVE as a golden goose, upsetting fans who have invested hours of time in the sandbox game. Peterson said that the document itself was taken out of context and the company never takes the players for granted when they themselves create so much of the value and content for the game. He says it's not something that we refer to EVE or player base as internally. It was in the newsletter to make a point, and that's all it is. It's not emblematic of internal dialogue. And he says the newsletter...
Yeah. You still, I believe you.
He said the newsletter that's out there is an internal tool for discussion and debate where people take polarized views and write in debating fashion, conflicting their own views just to debate points. He said that's been taken as literal memos on behalf of the company when it's something entirely different. The EVE community, of course, responded with anger and in-game protests. Last week, Peterson told the audience at Games Horizon that bullets and baseball bats have been sent to the offices in But he maintains when players are not acting as a mob, they are some of the most valuable fans a developer could wish for. See, that's sweet. That wouldn't go that way here in the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
He says, I don't think I've ever in 8 years I've been doing this met an EVE player in person that wasn't fantastically enthusiastic about what we're doing, and it's been like a wonderful experience every single time. You can check out the rest of the story at gamesindustry.biz, but I am going to say, wow.
Yeah, I'm going to say y'all screwed up and now you're going to have to deal with it. I don't care if it was just for debate or not. What was said was not right. I mean, these people are paying you their hard-earned real-world cash to play your game.
I think this is a very symbiotic relationship, personally. You know, one can't survive without the other. Gamers, mm-hmm. you may be angry about EVE, but if they shut it down tomorrow, what would you play? EVE people, you know, you need your players. If they stop coming to the game, you wouldn't have a job. So you all need to make nice.
Make nice. Don't make us have to come down there and put you in corners.
Don't make us come back there. We'll turn this podcast right around and go.
Yes, yes, very true, very true. We will turn this podcast around. You will not like it.
That's juicy. Oh, but I hate to see it fight because we have lots of friends over at CCP. We don't get to talk or interact with them very often, but they're as nice as they say the community is. They're really a great bunch of developers. Mm-hmm. Some of the best. I kind of have them up there with the Fallen Earth people. Great developers, great team. Hi, and I have her face in my head. Don't you hate that? I wish I could convey pictures.
Yes.
Well.
Yes.
I want to call her Eva. That is not her name. Valerie. Hi, Valerie.
Hi, Valerie.
That's your bad girl.
Well, speaking of EVE Online and CCP and all those great people over there, I got a great story, actually. So this is going to kind of pick it up. EVE Online Fan Fest 2011 raises $11,000 for GetWell Gamers. Yes, this is amazing. Usually we hear, you know, they raised, $500. They raised $2,000. $11,000. That's awesome. All right, so donation highlight of annual fan convention for popular MMO publisher. All right, why am I reading that part? The Get Well Gamers Foundation at getwellgamers.org, a video game charity whose mission it is to bring interactive entertainment to children in healthcare facilities, has received a $11,000 donation from EVE Online FanFest 2011, an annual gathering of the EVE Online community, whose latest installment was held March 24th through March 26th of 2011 at the, oh, I'm going to kill this name. Yeah, I'm just the Lager de Shaul Convention Center. I'm not even try the name of the town. It was in Iceland. So there we go. It's in Iceland. All right, so attracting thousands of gamers from around the world, FanFest allows the EVE Online community to socialize, meet representatives from the popular MMO's publisher, attend concerts, and even engage in various charitable activities throughout the weekend to show their commitment to helping others. So for FanFest 2011, these community activities included a silent auction. This event allowed players to bid on unique artwork and items from EVE Online. This year, CCP auctioned off the Banhammer from customer support, along with EVE and Dust 514 artwork, prototype EVE t-shirts, and a specialty hand-painted Kronos battleship model. As always, the items auctioned off were extremely rare or one-of-a-kind whenever possible. That's very nice. A No Limit Texas Hold'em Poker Tournament, which, you know, I don't know why you guys love that so much, but y'all do. This event ran for the first...
I don't either. I'm not getting the whole Texas Hold'em thing. Somebody keeps trying to get me to play on Facebook. Yeah, that's different. That's fun.
This event ran from the first to the last day of FanFest, with players participating in qualifying tables in order to make the grand final table. Each player donated 3,000 Icelandic krona, which is $22 USD approximately, in order to participate. The winners of this event were rewarded with a collection of EVE merchandise and Plex. There was also a CCP office tour. Each year, we allow players to bid for before FanFest for a chance to win an office tour to be conducted by CCP CEO Hilmar Vigger Petersen, and I probably said that wrong too. This year, our office tour winner, who was a winner twice before, received his third visit to the CCP headquarters in Reykjavik. Yeah. All right, so art print auction. CCP Soundwave held an impromptu auction for three amazing art prints, which were on display at the venue. These prints alone raised in excess of $1,500. And then there were just player contributions. A Veto Corporation, who generally attends FanFest with 30-plus members, held a pool tournament on their own time. The proceeds of this tournament were presented by their CEO, Verone, as a contribution to our charity drive. All right, so Ryan Sharp, president of Getwell Gamers Foundation, says, "The EVE Online community has once again shown that it is the most public-spirited community in the history of gaming. We cannot begin to thank everyone for their generosity. This money will go directly to impacting the lives of children who depend so much on interactive entertainment during their treatment stays." Valerie Massey, CCP's...
That's who I was talking about.
Valerie Massey, CCP's Senior Director of Public Relations and Community, says, "If you ever spent time in a hospital as a child or spent time with a child who was in a hospital, you get what Getwell Gamers is all about. As game developers, we understand the positive impact video games can bring to a person's quality of life. CCP is proud to raise awareness of such a worthy cause and thank Getwell Gamers for the opportunity to contribute to the excellent work they're doing. The Getwell Gamers Foundation accepts console games and equipment as well as handheld systems and the games supported by these platforms to make a tax-deductible..." That's a nice word right there. Donation. Would recommend a treatment facility. Visit getwellgamers.org. So this is awesome. Again, you know, any little bit helps. Don't buy that coffee today. Head over to getwellgamers.org and throw your change their direction. Every little bit helps. It all adds up. And, you know, there shouldn't be just a holiday or an event to do this. You should do this whenever you can.
Exactly. Thank you. All right. So more juiciness.
What juiciness?
More juiciness. This actually came in later yesterday and is from Gamma Sutra, of all people. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Apparently, Atari is very not happy. They filed a $30 million lawsuit in California District Court against the owner and operator of distributor Tomo, Inc., saying that they knowingly sold illegal knockoffs of its Flashback 2 console. According to the complaint, which Gamma Sutra did manage to acquire, you can go over and check that out if you just like looking at legal documents. So they said the video game distributor Tomo said wholesale quantities of unauthorized and pirated copies of Atari software and a Flashback, they sold Atari Flashback 2 consoles. Now, the Flashback 2 was introduced back in 2005, and it's one of those plug-and-play things. So it's roughly shaped like the original Atari 2600 console. It had about 40 games built in. And they, of course, were mainly the original Atari-published releases for the system, and, of course, a handful of new games, previously unreleased prototypes and things like that. It was discontinued in 2006, but they sold over 860,000 of these things.
Wow.
Yeah, so bootlegs of the Flashback 2s have been sold by a variety of retailers, including Amazon, Woot.com, and stores owned by Kroger, including Fred Meyer, Smith's, Ralph's grocery stores. And according to reports by those who have purchased the units, the bootlegs are nearly identical to the original units, down to the packaging and design. Ooh, not good. A report suggests that the software itself has noticeable glitches not present in the original units. The only noticeable cosmetic differences include a slightly different font printed on the internal circuit board and a minor color variation on the sticker on the unit's face. According to commentary by Flashback creator Legacy Engineering, it is likely that the illegal manufacturer of the knockoff units was able to obtain the original source file and their plastic molds. Atari is seeking damages to be determined by Tomo's sales figures and may push for damages of up to $150,000 for each of its infringed copyrights, of which it's claiming over 80 were violated. Ooh.
Not good.
Of course, Tomo is a distributor of video game merchandise and was formed back in 1989. And its past clients, they've got some big ones, include Natsume, Konami, Capcom. Though the majority of its games distributed as of late come from budget publisher UGO Interactive. This is not going to be good. I think this is going to break them.
Yes. I think you're right.
Now, some people, of course, suggesting maybe Atari should go back in and say, look, we'll give you the good ones, you know, the legal ones, but you got to cut us in on the profits.
I don't know. We'll see. And, wow, what am I seeing here?
Is it juicy?
Did y'all read about the Red Zone bring sexy back yesterday?
I don't think so. I think that came in late in the day.
All right. So, GamePolitics.com, and I got to do it because there's naked people. No more heroes. Red Zone brings sexy back.
That's a Twitter quote.
The upcoming PlayStation Move-enabled version of No More Heroes will apparently include an extra mode that has an appeal to the naughty, which, you know, is me and Corey. Computer and Video Games is reporting that No More Heroes Red Zone will include a viewer mode that allows players to observe some of the game's cast. Some of the cast are scantily clad. Yeah, if this is one of the cast that is not scantily clad, that is no clothes.
Scantily clad, naked.
Oh, yes. In the buff. So while this is not the only new content players can expect, it is getting the most attention today. No More Heroes Red Zone will also include new missions and bosses in addition to move support. Apparently there is a YouTube video.
I don't
video.
Know what move support is. No.
Me either. There is a new video, a YouTube video, and I think I will get it set up on the site in a little bit. And they do warn, obviously, it's not safe for work, but it's no more titillating than a sexy hip-hop video.
No. That's not good. Nick. Okay, it's time for us to take a short respite. After that, we need to replenish our mana.
Yes, we do. And I also need to watch this video.
Hands above the desk, please.
Anna, come on.
No, hands above the desk. I said hands above the desk.
Ooh, hey, look at those abs.
Taking a break. Okay.
Oh, my God.
So you all know where you can find us. GamerGirlsRadio.com, GamerGirlsRadio.com, which I just realized is down. Thank you for the heads up, the person who gave it to me. It's not down. It's just not showing stuff on the page. But look around. You'll find it. Those of you who love to visit our swag store, I got some free stuff from Steam to post up for you. That'll be up shortly after the show's over. And you're just going to be prawned.
Yes, I am.
So we'll see you on the other side of this break. I'm going to go watch. We're not going to stop
you, but you just keep on eating those dots, because you will always be Ms. Pac-Man, and that is why I love you. Oh, no. Squeak, squeak. Squeak, squeak. This is fun. Do the Ms. Pac-Man dance. Get crazy, get crazy, get crazy.
I'm in love with you. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm in love with you. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'ma love you so. From your big round bottom to the top of your boat.
And we are back. I did not get a chance to look at the prawn. It was too quick. But I'm saving it for later.
Wow. Yeah, I still have it playing. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Why well, Sandra mute
oh,
herself?
Wow.
Because she needs some quiet time. I'm going to tell you, Apple is apparently helping do their part to keep developers in the money.
What are they doing?
Well, over 15 billion apps have been downloaded via the Apple App Store in the last 3 years, or since its launch. The store boasts over 420,000 apps, 100,000 of which have been specifically designed for the iPad. Apple has also paid more than $2.5 billion to app developers. iPad, they said, this is from Epic Games, Mark Rain, who's the vice president, says iPad provides us with an unparalleled mobile device for creating gorgeous immersive games. He says Infinity Blade has been a runaway hit with customers around the world. We couldn't be more excited about our success on iOS devices. Apple, of course, claims there are over 200 million iOS devices in use. I have not played Infinity Blade. You played Infinity Blade, didn't you, on your iPhone?
No, I did not play Infinity Blade, I don't think.
You were playing something that was an RPG. I don't remember what it was. I don't know. I'm not going to tell you we're going to check it out. We don't usually, like I said, we try to steer clear of too much mainstream. We told you why yesterday. If you weren't listening yesterday, that's your own fault. All right, and since that story was so short, and because Ginger's still watching her prawn, I'm going to jump into it, do another one real quick.
What are you talking about?
we heard your breathing. Okay, so.
Yeah.
Breathe. Okay, so Bethesda and Arkane are revealing their new IP, which is going to be called Dishonored. It's a first-person stealth-based action game that's being developed by Arx Fatalis, the creator from Arkane Studios. Studio co-founder Raphael Colantonio, I love that name, Colantonio, is on board, as is Harvey Smith, one of the developers behind Deus Ex, and Viktor Antonov, the designer who created Half-Life 2's City 17. Dishonored is an open-ended adventure title that allows player to tackle missions in a number of different ways, from stealthy completing tasks to letting loose on hordes of enemy soldiers. How players decide to deal with problems will shape Dishonored's world. Antonov is helping to create the futuristic world, while Smith will be working as co-creative director alongside Colantonio to bring the world to life. Colantonio explained, "At Arkane, we have a passion." Ginger hands above the desk. For creating deep, immersive game experiences, to be able to finally share details of our project is both extremely exciting and satisfying. The game is due for release, sadly, next year, but it's going to be on Xbox 360 and PlayStation 3. Are we ever going to get a new console from you two guys? By next year, we'll have a new one from Wii. Just saying. Dishonored, of course, is the first title from Arkane since it was acquired by Bethesda's, their parent company, ZeniMax, in August of last year. I'm excited by that because I like stealth games, and Splinter Cell was a huge letdown for me. So I'm excited to see if they can reinvigorate my interest. If I could just get you guys to get, you know, a hold of Sam Fisher and drop him into this world, happy, happy girl I'd be.
Yes, yes, yes. All right, so, yes. Oh, I love me some Halo. You know that, right?
Uh-oh.
love me some Halo.
Yes, she does.
343 Industries and Pyramid Studios create Halo Anniversary Soundtrack. Great, I cannot talk today. I don't know.
Yeah, I'll take a soundtrack. I thought you were going to say they made something else. I was like, no, I don't want it.
Deploys award-winning team to record the Skywalker. I'm reading this wrong. Pyramid Studios works with 343 Industries and Microsoft Studios to create Halo Combat Evolved Anniversary Soundtrack. Deploys award-winning team to record the Skywalker Symphony Orchestra and Chanticleer Vocal Ensemble for note-perfect rendition of the original score. All right, so Pyramid Studios has proudly partnered with 343 Industries and Microsoft Studios to produce the music soundtrack for the upcoming Halo Combat Evolved Anniversary video game. Celebrating a decade of history with the iconic Halo franchise, has it really been a decade? Wow.
Yes, ma'am. It has been indeed.
Mm-hmm. Pyramid Studios has been chosen to produce and remaster the famed original score for the exclusive Xbox 360 release scheduled for the 2011 holiday season game, which releases November 15th of 2011, and I will be first in line to have it. Thank you. So,
she is not kidding.
Nope. led by Microsoft Studios Senior Audio Director Christopher Melroth and Pyramid Studios COO Audio Director Paul Lipson. The duo inspired Pyramid Studios' industry-leading team to reorchestrate and reproduce the original score by composers Martin O'Donnell and Michael Salvorti. Talent also includes the Skywalker Symphony Orchestra, recorded at world-renowned Skywalker Ranch, and Chanticleer, the Grammy-winning men's vocal ensemble, widely considered one of the best in the world. Lipson, COO, audio director from Pyramid Studios, says, "It was a huge undertaking to transcribe, orchestrate, and produce every note from the original game soundtrack files. Our team approached every aspect of the music with an immense amount of skill and care, keeping the core Halo sound while updating the production to today's highest standards." Microsoft Studios Senior Audio Director Christopher Melroth agrees, adding that this wasn't just a simple remaster. It was a completely new orchestration and recording using renowned talent and top live players. "We are striving to create the ultimate love letter to Halo fans, aww, and celebrate Martin O'Donnell and Michael Salvorti's original vision with grace and style." Pyramid Studios' production team rose to the challenge of bringing Halo Anniversary to life and included some well-known video game luminaries on the Halo Anniversary music team, including Paul Lipson, Gregory J. Gordon, Matt Donner, Tom Salta, Lenny Moore, Brian Trifon, Wataru Hakoyama, and esteemed vocalist Jillian Aversa. Fans will also appreciate new live guitar performances by Brian Dell and the roster of Grammy-winning talent, including Skywalker Sound's Leslie Ann Jones and the singers of Chanticleer performing the famed Halo Monk's choral melodies. Yes, so this is going to be awesome. I cannot wait to see this. Actually, I can't wait to get my hands on this. This is going to be awesome. Again, the game looks like it releases November 15th of 2011.
Yay!
Yay!
I actually had something to share, and I forgot what it was. So I'm going to move along.
Moving right along.
About something I'm not very excited about.
Uh-oh.
And I look at these. When you see games like this, you have to ask yourself why. look, I'm bad. Don't get me wrong. We love you, Majesco. Majesco is another one that's evil, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
They're evil in a whole other way that EA and Microsoft, yeah. Majesco's everywhere. You just don't know it. You know, you were at the bar, you were playing that game at the bar, you know, and you were like, this is a cool game. Majesco, they're watching you. Okay, so apparently Majesco is coming out with a new album, Alvin and the Chipmunks.
I saw that. I was like, no.
It's coming out for Kinect, the Xbox 360, the Wii, and the DS this fall. And, of course, I don't know why. Why? Okay, so the video game is based upon the third installment of the blockbuster animated feature film franchise that will hit theaters this December 16th, 2011. I want to make sure I get 2011 in. The video game lets you sing and dance along with the film stars Alvin, Simon, and Theodore, the Chipettes as well. In an immersive motion-based experience, the Kinect for Xbox 360 version tracks full body dance moves as players control their chipmunk on stage and plays back their Alvinized voice as they sing along. Well, at least the kids will be up exercising after, you know, being out of school. The Alvin brand has proven to be evergreen with universal awareness and growing appeal, said Jesse Sutton, CEO of Majesco Entertainment. He said the extensive customization and combination of dancing and singing to contagious chipmunk music will deliver a full-featured experience based on the upcoming movie that the whole family can enjoy together. I'm sorry. I don't want to play this. I am tired of Alvin and the Chipmunks. That's why I grew up and moved on to other people. So the game will bring fans even closer to the fun and the music of Alvin and the Chipmunks by taking advantage of the Kinect for Xbox 360. No good can come of this. This is from Gary Rosenfield. He didn't say that no good can come of this. I did. He's a senior vice president for new media for Fox Consumer Products. He says it's going to be the perfect complement to the upcoming film, and we know that the fans are going to love it. The forthcoming Alvin and the Chipmunks movie finds a trio vacationing aboard a luxury cruise liner, turning it into their personal playground until they become chipwrecked. I said chipwrecked on purpose. I do not have a lisp. Chip, like chipmunks, on a remote island. The Alvin and the Chipmunks chipwrecked video game continues the story with an around-the-world journey that has the chipmunks visiting six tropical locations inspired by the movie. You can hear your voice Alvinized when you sing along with the game and unleash your monk power to perform ultra cool dance moves. Why?
Why would y'all do this? Are y'all trying to kill us? Are you really just trying to kill us?
They
the little people will be home and they will be shuffled around to different family members' houses, namely mine, because I have all the consoles, and I will have to listen to this high-pitched, off-key singing.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Miss Corey. So sorry.
Oh, okay.
I think that game would find a scratch on it really quick.
I think it's not going to come into this house, like, period. Jessica, it will be hidden. I'll be like, we can't review that. We're busy.
Sorry.
So it's expected to launch on the Xbox 360 Wii and Nintendo DS in November, ahead of the movie. For additional information about Majesco Entertainment's entire line of products, please visit MajescoEntertainment.com. They don't have a Facebook or a Twitter. Good thing they don't, because I'd be asking why.
Why? Why would you do this? Why would you do this to us?
Why you try to kill me? Why? Why? Why do you want to kill me?
All right, so we got a couple minutes left.
Yeah,
right.
We got some time.
So Bethesda Softworks announces Dishonored. Oh, yes. Arkane Studios reveals a new first-person action game. Bethesda Softworks. Have we already done this one?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I just did that one.
I know it sounded familiar. I was like, I know I've heard this one.
Bad Ginger. Bad.
Bad Ginger. Bad, 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 bad Ginger. All right, so what else do I got up in here? All right, 2K Games launches Sid Meier's Civilization World for Facebook platform.
Ooh, Sid is... Oh, God. That's it. That's it for me. Never leaving
it. Yep.
I'll be on myself.
Yeah, no. Forge powerful alliances and build massive empires with free-to-play social version of the PC franchise that has wowed more than 10 million gamers for decades. Oh, yes. 2K Games announced today that Sid Meier's Civilization World for Facebook, the newest entry from the game genre-defining strategy-based franchise, is now available. Civilization World takes the series' famously addictive style of gameplay and makes it easier than ever to play with friends on the world's largest social platform. Developed at Firaxis Games by legendary game designer and creator of the Civilization series, Sid Meier, Civilization World offers a deep, robust gameplay experience and an end goal for all players to strive towards. Players can now take charge of their civilizations and jump into Civilization World by logging into their Facebook accounts and accessing apps.facebook.com/CivWorld.
Yay!
Yay! Christoph Hartmann, president of 2K, says with over 10 million units sold worldwide, Sid Meier's Civilization is world renowned as one of the greatest strategy game franchises. We are excited to bring this fun and social game to people on Facebook, enabling fans of the series to play Civilization World from almost anywhere in the world, while offering newcomers a chance to enjoy this addictive strategy gameplay that has fascinated gamers for two decades. All right, so Civilization World is set in a persistent online world where players collaborate with friends to become the strongest nation to accomplish an end goal of becoming the world's most powerful civilization. Players manage and grow their own city to maximize its production and happiness, and later team up with friends to win great battles, forge powerful alliances, grant clever treaties, and create sinister schemes to outwit and overpower adversaries. All right, people, if you're in my Skype, quit dinging me. I understand you're my family members, but you're going to get cut.
Yay.
Citizens can share technology to jump ahead of rivals, pass important civics and vote on vital policies, spy on enemies, and create the great wonders of the world. From the Dark Ages to the Space Age, collaborative efforts with real community leaders and ideas allow for intellect and cunning to win loyalties, battles, and eras to create the most powerful nation in the world. All right, so that is awesome. So again, this is Civilization World. It's now available for free and accessible to everyone with a Flash-enabled browser and a Facebook account to play anywhere at any time.
Oh, stop!
Yes. I've got it open right now. I'm about to be connecting it to my account.
Go ahead and add me as your neighbor. Crap.
You know it.
Crap.
Mm-hmm.
All right. It is about... Good God. I'm going to need to talk to you people over at Triple Point about the size of your screenshots. Okay, anyway.
I know!
Do you see these?
Oh, seriously. They do not need to be like 8,000 by 10,000.
They're like 3D and surround. They're...
They're pretty. Don't get me wrong. They're beautiful.
They are gorgeous, but we can't do anything with this business.
No. I want them like, no bigger than like 900. Thanks.
Wow. This is amazingly large. I don't know what we're going to do with these. I just... Yeah, I'm going to leave it at that. All right, so it is about that time for us to go. I would like to take a moment to say happy birthday to my Grammy.
Aww.
She's turning 17, as she said today.
Aww.
And the person I name all my superheroes after in City of Heroes, Miss Monday. Happy birthday to you, old lady. Okay. So,
aww, so cute.
She's such a pain in the butt. Okay, so my phone will be ringing any minute now. Actually, it did ring earlier, and it was someone at her house. So I'm
uh-oh,
already...
you in trouble. Oops.
Yeah, see? Did y'all hear that?
Corey going to get spanked.
I is in trouble. All right, so we'll see you guys tomorrow.
Bye, boys and girls.
If you don't see me tomorrow, send help.
I'll come save you.
Send help. Oh, wait a minute. I'm trying to find your song for you, Ginger, by the way. Oh, yeah, this one right here, yeah. Give you a little bit of this. Oh, before we do that, you guys, make sure you listen tonight. One of the things that we'll be talking about is a video I posted up on our Facebook page for the game Super Gay. You know, we got to talk about that. We got lots to talk about. Make sure you pop over, watch that, and then come talk about it. Of course, other stuff. Bye.
I come and go, was waiting for the world to end. Now that the truth is just a rule that you command. You crack the whip, shape shift and trick the past.
Ginger.
Later, boys and girls.